Hello, world. This is the Know Your Place podcast, episode 70. And this week's I guess it's been a month. Who knows? This episode is sponsored by Scott Strauss, who paid for me to play this game. What a champ! He said, I really want to see what would happen if you play the City Skylines game. So I'm going to show sort of me starting a city, and then I'll probably cut back and forth because I don't want to bore you all watching me build it for a long time. I had to go through it a couple times and watch a few tutorials, and I think I'm going to have to start with one with a river in it because I was trying to start one with a bay, and it didn't seem to work. So we're going to start with this one because it looked well. Let's do one with a little bit more water. And we're going to attempt to do this. Who knows what's going to transpire. I don't know if I like that one. That one looks kind of wild. Bunch of different islands. Ooh, that does sound fun. It is tempting. Let's see here. That looks lame. I just got one big river through the middle of it. Ooh. So islands already have a bridge over the river? It looks like it might. That would be fun. Alright, let's start with this Grand River one. And I'm not doing left-handed traffic! All you Anglos can get out of here with that left-handed, weird road nonsense. Oh, it has no oil. Well, alright. We'll give her a shot. Let's see, what's a good city name to start off here? Oh gosh, shoot me! Not Riverdale! Oh no! What a boring name! Ooh, should we be fun? We could be really fun and non-PC and call it Louisville. That would be fun. I'm supposed to say Louisville, that's how you say it here. There we go! We'll call it Louisville. I probably just jinxed this city. It's probably gonna have all kinds of problems now. No, I'm just kidding. Louisville's a fine place. It's had things happen, but it's a fine city. And now we're loading. I'm playing on my brand new Acer Nitro laptop. I've not been paid by Acer to say that. So this is cool, because it looks like we got access points on both sides of the river. Oh, now it's trying to freeze. So, what I'm going to do first is coming in this way. The first thing you got to do, I found out for some dumb reason, is you got to hit the road button once to get unlock more roads. Why? My room! So, we're going to come in here. I got a crazy idea. What if I started two zones on either side? It's probably going to cost me a boatload to bridge the gap with a power line. But I just wonder if I can maybe start on both sides and see what kind of craziness transpires. I'm going to go ahead and throw a traffic circle right in here off the highway. I'm probably going to end up building ramps around and going around here, but we only got 70k to start. I still haven't figured out how to rotate. If anyone wants to tell me how you're supposed to, maybe it's down here. Is this it? No, that's areas. That's not it. All right, and we're back. I figured out how I had shut off the in-game overlay. Thanks, NVIDIA. Anyway, so what we're going to do here is we got two roundabouts on either side here, and eventually we're going to bridge the gap, but we're going to wait to do that until later. And we're just going to start building a little bit on each side and see what the bleep happens. This may be a total catastrophe. I'll admit I don't know what I'm doing at all. So, yeah. I'm going to stick the water plant, hopefully, right in the middle of the city. So I have the shortest distance to travel with the power lines to the water plant. And we can stick the sewage plant right downstream, because it's fine if it's downstream, as long as it's not upstream. Ooh, and I accidentally built another one. We don't need more than one! And now we're going to find out how much it costs to stick a water line across the river. I'm assuming it's going to be a boatload. Let's see, how much is this going to cost me? Oh, only 1,400. Well, we can do that then. Now we'll just start we're going to start a little colony on the other side of the river. And we're going to come in here, try and hit the center of our roundabout and connect over there. And then we're going to come in here and go down this street. We're going to go down the street out of our left roundabout. Now, we shall come out from our roundabout. I was debating what type of street layout I wanted to do. I think I'm going to go for ridiculous pattern just to appease the fans. I'm going to try and attempt to do like a helix thing. I'm not going to guarantee this is going to work. See, it's not doing it the way I want to do it. I want to kind of do it like, I need to freehand it. We're going to do a helix. I'm just going to come in and go, zoop. No, I don't do that. No, not that way. Making the helix too tight. I'm going to come off a bit wider. Oop. Oop. There we go. Oh, I had it. That's exactly the angle I wanted. I keep clicking right click when I mean click left. This is not easy what we're attempting here. So we're going to create a helix on this side, and then we're going to power our water and sewer. And then after that, I think we're going to be out of cash, so we're going to have to wait a while and see if we can See if we can get something going on here. And what I don't like is you have to, like, it doesn't. I understand we can't really organically control where people grow to, but it is kind of annoying how in this game it comes out the gate and, like, tries to. Where the residents end up popping up just doesn't. It seems, like, completely random. I don't know if you need a road out to this, but I think you should probably. So we're gonna have a little gravel road out to here. To the water plant there. See how much is another roundabout gonna cost me? 2,500. Let's see if we can drop it back a bit and make our helixes in it another roundabout. This is going to be wild. It's going to get wild and wheelie up in here. Ah, did his gravel. Then off this one, I don't think we're going to have the money to go and do the helix thing, so we're just going to do it straight. Let's see if we need to see how much power lines are going to cost us before we get too carried away here. Yeah, as you can see, I brought the power lines across the river, and I actually thought that was going to cost more money than that, so I'm somewhat relieved. We still got about 18k left to play with. We're going to start. I think on the other side, we're not going to have the money to just go out and do this giant helix thing. So we'll just come down a ways and start with some houses. Some block housing over here. Water that way, and water this way. Looks like we're slightly uneven here. That's kind of annoying. It's going to cause some waste in pipe laying, but oh well. And we should be good to start zoning. going to start with some commercial coming into town that way. Some residential over here on the Helix. And let's get it rolling. Looks like the houses started on the other side, which is interesting. I guess they do not like the Helix layout. And we're going to go in here and change our budget real quick so we're not losing a boatload of money. A little disconcerting that they're not in development happening on that side. They, what, you don't like, you want your blocks all straight? You boring people! Everybody's so boring. We're gonna go ahead and pause for a minute and I will let you. We're gonna go ahead and pause for a minute and I will build it out a little bit and tell you how it goes after a while. Catch y'all on the flip side. Peace. All right, what's up, fam? And we're back. I'm doing another check-in on my city. I think the easiest thing to do is just do periodic check-ins on it. But as you can see now, we are up to making, we got $28,000 and we're making $1,700 an hour, which is awesome. And we got a little bridge across the river built. But now the problem is people are going to start wanting stuff like fire and healthcare and all this annoying stuff because people want stuff. And we also got the ability to set districts, which I thought was cool. Where was it here? I thought I saw it somewhere. Here it is. Set districts. So that's pretty cool. So we're going to call this, we're going to call this Helix area since we're doing an homage to, ooh, need to undo that. I'm learning things as I go along here. Let's see if I can. Can I shrink it? How do we unclick it? Yeah, that's it. There we go. You're gonna see it's trying to call it Barlow Park. Hopefully, I can rename it because I'm gonna go with some neighborhoods in the Ville for this this little example. And they can be renamed later by clicking info. How do we get out of that? Let's see here. It's always a learning experience with this. Maybe if I click off and come back to it. I want to want to do roads though. How do I click off of everything? That's it. There we go. We're gonna call you old Louisville. And because technically speaking, in real life, Louisville is on the has an Indiana side to it. We're gonna call this side right here. We're gonna call it. Oop, I don't mean to do that. Jeffersonville. Boom! It looks like my name didn't stick. Old Louisville on one side, Jeffersonville on the other. You can see we got a nice little industrial district over here on Parker Street. You can rename the streets too. I may do that at some point if it's really... Seems like a lot of work to rename the streets, but we got our bridge. That I'm excited about, because I was worried I wouldn't be able to have the money to make a bridge in time when I had to build the garbage dump. So, and I love this helix thing. That is cool, and I think the people living there actually do like it. Looks like they enjoy it. It's a little bit different than what they're used to, so. Anyway, that ends our little check-in. We will be back later. All right, what is going on, fam? This is the wrap-up of this episode where I designed a city, thanks to a generous donation from my donors, Scott Strauss. As you can see here, we are in City Skylines, and we have it pretty much fleshed out. There's still some open land over here on the Indiana side, kind of like real-life Louisville. As you can see, though, I only have 6,000 people right now. I'll send you a screenshot when it gets much further along later, but Scott was begging for me to finally wrap it up so I could release the video, so I'm gonna do that. And I'm not exactly sure, it's unclear to me if these really represent real people, because I'm making, like, 4K a week, and I supposedly only have 6,000 people, and I got a police station, 2 fire stations, an elementary school, a high school, well, 2 elementary schools, a high school, and a senior center? I don't think that's proportional. And I got 3 coal power plants. So, yeah, I don't know if that's proportionally correct. I think that's a little proportionally off, unless I am just a beast at making money, which, I don't want to toot my own horn here, but as you can see, traffic is kind of backed up coming into town. I don't really know what to do about it. But here we go on the, I guess it's called Blackwell Boulevard. It's really cool, it names the streets for you. SimCity definitely doesn't do that. So what I ended up doing was originally, I think if you all remember from my other videos, originally just came into this traffic circle and then came out into what I've named Old Louisville here, where I made that little helix. And what I knew I was going to end up having to do eventually to get traffic flowing in was I was going to have a way to get, I was going to build a way around, I was basically have to bypass the original way in. And if you look at how Louisville is actually laid out in the real world, it is kind of like this. Like, traffic comes in from the south and then on 65, and it makes, like, some crazy jerks and jives to cut its way through the old part of Louisville to get to the bridge across the Ohio River. So I'm fairly comfortable with that representation. Now, the Ford Motor Plant is taking up a disproportionate amount of this in this scenario, but it is a very large industrial area on the east side of Louisville, and I guess technically speaking, we are looking upside down, but this is, you know, we're gonna roll with what we got. So that is correct in sort of placement, in my opinion. Now, this is slightly off where I've put this. I've called it Cherokee Park, but basically I'm trying to create this is like basically the east side of Louisville with the fancy houses, and I think one of these is pretty fancy. Yeah, that's looking pretty fancy over there. They got the river view, and I even put in a botanical garden. You see, this is my thing. How could a city of just 6,000 people could not support all this stuff? This has got to be off by a magnitude of 10 at least. I would say more like 60,000 could probably support all this stuff. But yeah, so I got a park on the end here, a plaza, and another one here. I don't know if I thought this looked cool, but I don't really think it's doing much for me. But this is awesome. I like that it unlocked that. And I actually didn't play with unlimited money and managed to build all this stuff, which I'm really impressed with. I didn't think I was going to be able to make money this easily. So anyway, what happened is I came from this original traffic circle, and then I built this one right here. And over here, I sort of made, like, some residential stuff, and I put my main government buildings to start with. And it's working out okay, but, you know, in hindsight, I think I would have, I don't know, I would have tried to configure this slightly differently. Oh, and the other thing I did was I upgraded. Because I was like, there's got to be an easier way to build tunnels. Because it's really easy to in SimCity. Well, I did find it. You had to get a mod here. And this is called the, what is this called? The Find Road Tool. But this allowed me to tunnel. And that was great. Because part of the thing I have about it is like, man, if I'm as a city planner, man, I try and move traffic underground out of the way sometimes. So you can see right here, traffic kind of backs up here. It was kind of backing up here. And what I eventually did was I built this little tunnel that just loops around and you can exit faster out that way. And originally, actually, my bridge here was two lane. I think the last shot does have the bridge. Two lane over here. And I finally got the money to build the six-lane highway with three lanes in each direction. That was the other thing. That wasn't even unlocked for a while. It took a while to get there. But I finally got enough money to do that. And I just keep making money hand over fist. And I don't really know what I'm doing that's so creative here. I don't, because I kind of think it looks, I mean, it doesn't look bad because I was able to upgrade all these streets and tree line them. But, like, I have no highways, really. I have no main highways. I mean, I do have these highways, but they're definitely not like bypass, not like open freeway. But maybe we'll get to that point eventually. You can buy other tiles, which I thought was interesting. That's an interesting plot twist. You can tack on tiles to your city. That's really cool. But yeah, so I came over here. And I got the money to build, and first thing I built was a medical clinic. The next thing I built was the fire station. And then eventually I built the police station. I'm a little disappointed in the police station apparatus because, like, I'm spending all this money on the cops, and I don't even really need more coverage, although it looks like I'm... No, that's fire. Fire is such a pain in the ass. It says I have an extremely low crime rate, but my jail is full? Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, turn these people out? Because, like, in SimCity, you can build a separate jail, and there's no jail to be built. I can build this police headquarters when I get $60,000, I guess, to get more jail capacity. So that's kind of bogus. Like, I don't feel like I should have to build another police station with a crime rate at 7% when, you know, just because the cops like to throw people in jail, I guess. I don't know. Maybe this is getting too realistic here. So anyway, I came over here and I named this Portland. And in the real Louisville landscape, Portland is definitely a distinct area. It's probably not quite that large, but it's having its resurgence, man. It's having its renaissance here. I put a park right here. I made this nice little river walk here to this other park right here. And this, these roads are all one way. You got all these nice houses here. And then what I did do was eventually I got enough money because I knew I was going to need a second bridge. And this is where the traffic flow has really become awesome because now you essentially, it's kind of like you got to bypass all the way under town. And you can just kind of roll around the edges and then go through the middle if you need to. And I converted these streets to one way. That's cool, too. I do like how easy it is to convert streets in here. That is realistic. That is very realistic, like, what happens in the real world. Like, we can come, like, when I was entering the planning department, we could literally come in and say, all right, today these streets are one way. Well, you know, obviously, you gotta take public input and all this and that. But, you know, anyway. This is the Portland area, and I built this over here, and I originally named it something else, and then I settled on South Louisville, because that is kind of what's called over there, and it's just a little residential area, and this, I'm really proud of this. So, I eventually got the money, and we'll talk about the Indiana side in a second here. This is like dead on, practically what the Indiana side is like, except I think I kind of shifted Jeffersonville wrong. It should really be more like over here, but I guess I could push it over that way or something. I don't know. I'll decide what I want to do. Here we can see the neighborhood labels. Let me throw those on. I do think the neighborhood label thing is kind of cool. I haven't really done special zoning for that yet, but I may do that later with this. I'll probably send just like a screenshot when I'm done now, because Scott's getting antsy and wants his video, so we're going to give him his video. But if you can see over here, so I got the money to build this other bridge, and I came in here, and I made this traffic circle, but I actually only kept it to have two highways, so this goes into this old part of town that's already developing. This is my second traffic circle, and I'd never built it out. And traffic just flows this way, and then you can just bypass everything and get out of town and go through this tunnel. And that was the whole point, is eventually you get to the point where, you know, you're trying to create some type of flow or traffic pattern, right? And now that I'm making so much money, you see in the beginning here, I had to conserve my money because I had to squeeze in a power plant here, and I had to run power here, and I had to run power across the river to connect up to here because I built in from both sides, which was good. That probably made me more money, but it was also kind of a pain and trying to flow my utilities, and now I don't even hardly need the power line across the river because I got power plants on both sides, and everything's all interconnected, and the power lines aren't running as long because they're doing adjacent power. But yeah, so and then this goes through here, and I mean I do feel kind of bad. This is kind of silly, but like this is how the West End of Louisville is like. This would be the giant Dixie Highway that eventually runs down here, and then, you know, it would spur off this way and go through the Iroquois Park area and go down into what's called Valley Station. And then this is where 264 would spur off through Shively and come and hit up with 65. So this is very realistic, this part here. And it's literally just straight over here, and then you could see the sewage floating along that way. That's how it is out there. But, hey, this area is doing better than modern-day West End because it's not completely broke. Let's take a look at some of the houses over there. And I've done the Portland neighborhood justice, so I hope everybody's glad with what I've done with the Portland neighborhood, although that says uneducated, so that's slightly disconcerting. But I guess I'll have to stick a... It does look like I'll have to stick a school of some kind out here. It's unclear to me how far people can... The education in policing spreads. SimCity is better about showing you the coverage of this stuff. Like, here, I'm like, so what? So I put it here, should I have really put it in the middle here? Like, are they eventually going to get out there with the healthcare? And then, looks like it's not really doing much on this side of the river, so it looks like I'm going to have to build another one, right? And I kind of don't like that. It's kind of bogus. I mean, I got a bridge. It's pretty easy to cross here. Doesn't take that long. And I actually widened out these traffic circles. There's six lanes. Yeah, which that's really cool. As you can see, once again, I put the tunnel out this way, and I have this road coming in here. So traffic kind of spurs, and so it gets time adjusting. I decided just to be silly. I mean, this is just ridiculous. But I decided just to be silly. I'd stick a dead-end street in here and see what happens. But yeah, again, you know, I love that it lets you tree-line the streets. That's so awesome, realistic, and it produces some noise and air pollution. So I think that's really cool. That's a cool feature. But yeah, so this goes around this way, and over here is eventually going to be Iroquois Park. So I got the park here, and I built in this baseball diamond. I may put one other thing here and then just make this, you know, rows of houses. Because it looks like I'm getting residential demand again. Now, on the Indiana side. So, Indiana is just straight and pass-through land. I mean, that's what it had been traditionally. Jeffersonville and New Albany are building culture. I don't know what I'm going to do in New Albany yet. I mean, it's got this cool, like, traffic circle spurring out in these directions. It's pretty epic. But, obviously, I'm going to have to decide. I think I want to save space to stick... There's this special building, but you have to get a boatload of money to build it. Where is it here? It's under this one. I've gotten only one so far. I need to get 150,000 to build it. But maybe I could put it in New Albany and have a winter market there. We'll see. We'll see if I get the money to build that. Man, these are all really expensive. Ouch. I guess I could get a government office soon.
I don't want no government office. I ain't gonna put that on the Indiana side where the libertarians are.
Anyway. But yeah, this is how it's really like in the NES side. Seymour's actually like 40 miles out from downtown Louisville, but there is basically industry all up Interstate 65, that whole rung along once you start getting north of Memphis and such. And it's just all factories and warehouses along Interstate 65 up there until you hit Seymour, and Jeffersonville's kind of flat and straight, but it's nice, you know. And then Clarksville has a mall. I didn't fit a mall in there. Instead, I gave them senior care, so yeah, take what you can get. But it's very pass-through-y. I mean, people just, they drive exorbitant speeds once they get through there, because the roads are straight there, and, you know, it's straighter, and it's just more spread. It's like a total sprawl. Whereas the Louisville side, you know, it's got culture and layout, but it's like, and the roads are twisty and bindy, and it's more hilly. So anyway, that's my city. I'm doing well. I'll probably send pictures later. But thanks to Scott for donating the money, for contributing to the 70th episode of the Know Your Place podcast. And I guess I know how to make money. Oh yeah, I guess I'll show you my budget here. As you can see, I've got everything funded at least 100%. I'm putting a lot of money into healthcare, healthcare, water, garbage, and power, and education. I'm putting quite a substantial amount in education too, with this high school and two elementary schools all funded at over capacity. I am making a boatload of money, and I've not raised taxes once. In fact, maybe I could consider dropping them a nudge, but plenty of people are still coming in, so. But 9%'s not bad. I think there are parts, you know, around here where, I think around here there are parts where it gets down to 7, but 9's not terrible. It's not 14 or something, so. This is funny, though, if you look at my happiness barometer here. For a while, this residential one was all the way down at 30. Now that healthcare and education's getting better, it's up near 75. But the entire time, industry has almost been at 90%. I make the industry happy. So I'm going to get a lot of crap from the environmentalists who watch my podcast. But I guess they like how the industry likes how it's easy to get in and out from both spots, and it has two sides of the river here. The Ford Motor Plant's locked out, though. They can't grow anymore. So it's all, if I put any more industry in, it's going to have to come in over here. Or I'm going to have to buy another tile when I run out of space over here, probably. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for watching, everybody. This has been the Know Your Place podcast.